I'm Kay Erickson for Yellowstone Public Radio News. It's been a cold, snowy week for much of Montana, making it necessary for schools to change their routine. It's -3 degrees with a wind chill of -20 on the corner of Colton Boulevard and 19th Street West in Billings.
You know, it's exhilarating for me. It gives me an excuse to get up early. It kind of takes your breath away when you first step out in it. It's really, really cold today.
That's Evelyn Howard, a school crossing guard for Rose Park Elementary. Howard says lots of layers is her secret to keeping kids safe on cold weather days. When it's that cold, many schools urge parents to remain with students as they wait for the bus or transport them to school, or if they must walk, to bundle up. Schools in Montana set their own guidelines for how to treat cold weather days.
So we have a policy in place that's inclusive of the wind chill. If we are ever below 0 degrees, our students aren't outside.
That's Nathan Schmitz, superintendent for Elder Grove School District, southwest of Billings. Their 0 degree threshold is one that most schools follow, as is their policy of when to take a snow day.
So we make that decision with a great deal of care. There is the reality that in many cases, the school is a very good place for students to be, even on very cold days.
For some students, school is a place where they'll get breakfast, lunch, and a warm place to stay. Schmitz continues.
But the threshold we look at there is safety via transportation. If the roads are not safe to be transporting across, then we do close school.
Schmidt says the last couple of years, Elder Grove has had to take 2 snow days. The State Education Department just allows 1 day per year. Any more than that, and the days have to be made up. Many school districts like Elder Grove are starting to include snow days in their calendars.
That I don't think that these winters are going to be getting any easier, and I hope that we all learn from the recent winters and plan accordingly moving forward, because it is a new reality that we may see winters like this for some time to come.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.